Welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Podcast with
Meredith
and Stoss. And today, you guys, we're just going to have a casual little catching up.
Yeah.
Just like what's going on in our life. Get a little personal. Talk about boy updates. Like what God's been teaching us in this season of our lives. I feel like because we've had guests come on for like the past couple episodes, we just wanted to get personal and just catch up a little bit, you know?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for another opportunity to speak to your people, Lord. We pray that we can walk in the spirit and not in our flesh. I pray that we have eyes to see and ears to hear you speak, Lord. May Stoss and I be vessels for you. May we be able to hear your word and hear what you want to say, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I miss Stoss so much, you guys. Like, we're recording from our, like, separate places. We're not together. Yeah. Because the studio is still closed. Hopefully it opens up soon. That way we'll have, like, really good audio and we can have more guests. And we're so excited for,
all
the possibilities.
Yeah.
Man, what has been, so much has literally been going on in the world.
With all the political tension, all the evil, wicked things that have been going on in our world for, you know, decades, we're not going to get too political on this podcast episode. But what I want to say is that there is no political solution to a clearly spiritual problem. We are in a spiritual battle. We are fighting against the enemy, which is Satan. So are we going to put our trust and our faith in a political leader, or are we going to wake up and realize that the only answer and solution is Jesus Christ? God loves all of us and he wants all of us saved. He left the 99 for the one lost sheep. As believers, our job is to win souls to the kingdom of God, to just share God's love with other people and set an example and just be the body of Christ, be lights in the world. And, you know, we're going to face some persecution. We're going to face some backlash, but we have to stand firm and we have to stand strong in our beliefs right now, and we can't back down. I feel like God is calling his children back to him. He wants us to wake up, return to him, and really return to the secret place with him and spend time in his presence, like really getting into a position of prayer and seeking his face, and not only praying for, you know, our friends, our family, but even our enemies. We are also called to pray for our leaders. There's gonna be some politicians where we just don't agree with how they go about things and just, you know, their character, and we have to put our feelings about someone aside, because ultimately God is going to be using people regardless if we like them or not. Like, it does not matter, because God's will be done, his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And that should be our prayer. Our prayer should be for God's will to be done, not our own will, not our own feelings, not how we feel, but what God wants done on the earth is what we should be praying for. We are supposed to be unified and stand together. So even if there's like arguments among the body, that is what the enemy wants. Like, he does not want us together and to agree on one certain thing. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building one another up, that it may give grace to those who hear." So basically saying we need to continue to edify and encourage one another in a loving way. I've been facing, I don't know about you, Stoss, but I've been facing some serious attacks, some serious spiritual warfare.
What have you been going through? Like, what? No, you don't have to go in specifics, but.
Oh, I can get specific. So the other night, I've been feeling pretty good, like pretty, very joyful, having a lot of the fruits of the spirit. And the other night I posted an Instagram story, and it wasn't even anything like controversial. It was just like so simple. It was literally about God and his timeline and how we're all here for a reason in this moment in history. And I had a panic attack. I never get panic attacks. And all of a sudden, like, this spirit of anxiousness and just worry came over me. And this was at like 1 a.m. And I literally was like, I've never experienced this. It was insane. And I'm like, okay, this is not from God. And I just immediately started like reciting scripture, because when we're under attack, the word of God is our weapon against
flush them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I needed like confirmation that I wasn't going crazy. So I messaged one of my guy friends on Instagram and I was like, Mac, like, am I going crazy or is this sound stupid? Like, I feel like all the thoughts that were coming in my head were like, you sound stupid. You're crazy. People are going to mock you. And I just started like believing that. And he's like, Meredith, and he started praying over me, like through Instagram message. He was like, he was praying for me. Mm-hmm. And so I actually went in my car and I went on a drive to the beach. It was, there was no one on the road. It was so freeing. And I was just worshiping and like trying to get just, I needed to be able to go to sleep. Honestly, I was so tired, but eventually I did get tired and go to sleep. But that was something I experienced the other night. But yeah, I mean, just if you guys are experiencing any warfare and attacks, like Satan isn't going to attack what's not a threat. So if you're like pushing the gospel and pushing the kingdom, it's just, we have to be like aware of like what he's doing. And Satan can't read our thoughts. He can't. But he studies what we do.
I used to think that he did. And then I found out, like, he literally can't read your thoughts. He will plant in thoughts of fear, of suicide, depression, or things that are not from God, obviously. And that's why the word of God is so important, because then we have that scripture to back, like, those bad thoughts in your head. And I used to think, like, oh, like, the devil could read my thoughts and, like, he knows like everything too, but it's like, no, he will plant those, but you got to take those, that seed out and put it in the God's word. And like,
yeah. Oh, that was good. Mm-hmm. That was good. Yeah.
So, with me, I feel like I've definitely been just kind of uncertain with what's going to happen next this year. I mean, so much has happened in my life and like, I've realized that I've not open the doors, but just been living in a lot of fear and anxiety, just of uncertainty, not only, but of course I always remind myself of Jeremiah 29:11. And that's like a, God knows our future and we shouldn't have to worry. And like, we have to take it day by day. I think you shouldn't let the devil get into your mind so much that you are constantly living in anxiety and fear physically and mentally. And I've been feeling that way for some time now. And I've just been praying about it and doing the best I can to just move forward and be more in the present moment. I sometimes feel like if we're worrying too much about what's going to happen in the future, if we're thinking too much about the past, we never think about in the present moment. And I just feel like right now, if you're feeling that anxiety or you're just, you know, I think with everything that's happened this year, it's just been a tough time, you know, for a lot of people. So yeah, I feel like just live in the present moment each day. That's what I've been learning, and just take it day by day. And your true friends will always be there for you, and your true friends will always uplift you.
So that reminds me, just what you're saying is also, there's nothing to fear if our armor of God is on correctly. So in Ephesians 6, it talks about the armor of God, but this is some of the most powerful stuff in the Bible. So it says, verse 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. So that means it's not against each other. Like, our fight is not against each other, but against rulers, against authorities and powers of this dark world. And then it says, okay, so then it says, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm with the belt buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, take up the shield of faith so that you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So that is like our most powerful way to combat spiritual warfare. And there's really nothing to fear. So just be encouraged, guys. The more you're in the word, the more you are meditating on the word, the more like ready you're going to be. And God will help prepare you for that. He will equip you for what he's called you to do in this season of your life. I love how we were like, this is not going to be a very deep episode. And then you're like, under attack. So what's going on, like, just in your personal life?
Nothing too crazy. I've been focusing on my health, focusing on my family. Nothing too crazy. I mean, I feel like recently I've just been like feeling here since you live in LA. I was like, I don't have that much great community here. But I don't know, recently I've just been realizing, like, sometimes I'm just like, all I need is Meredith. And I'm just kidding.
But just like, come to me, baby.
But yeah, nothing too crazy is going on. Just living, just focusing on my health and my family right now. What about you? What's been going on?
Well, someone proposed to me in my Instagram DMs. Did I read you this DM I got?
No.
This guy messaged me. He said, are you taking future husband applications? Because, and he like raise your hand emoji. And I just like put the laughing emoji and he said, haha, my future husband's skills are pretty impressive. I would be perfect for the job. I said, I believe it. He said, do I get the job? And then I didn't reply. And he goes, I've been listening to this really, I was going to reply, by the way. I'm not like trying to ignore him. I've been listening to this really good podcast, Unfiltered Faith. The girl on there is a beautiful, wise woman of God. You should go catch it.
Wait. What's that? Okay. That's so cute, though. I haven't gotten any DMs like that. I mean, I've gotten DMs about, like, oh, you're cute and stuff. And I'm like, I don't really read my DMs like that. I probably should, but they're all in requests. But regarding boys, has there been anybody recently in your life? Or what's been going on there?
He's smiling. Ooh, this is good. Okay, so what I've been feeling is God is really restoring people's friendships and relationships right now. For me, I just feel like God is bringing people into my life, friendships that I keep saying, I feel like God is bringing people into my life that he sent, like he sent you. I know he sent you. And I feel like he's sending more people because he knows that I need community, as we all do. It's so important to have fellowship within the church. And because we can't do this alone. Like, that's what I realized is, like, you can't, if you isolate yourself, that is like basically letting the devil just like come and attack you, because we need to be
and helping
each other accountable and helping each other. So God is like definitely bringing, restoring friendships and relationships right now. And just, I feel like he's doing something. He's moving mountains. He is up to something amazing.
Speaking of friends, like, I was at church and the pastor was getting into the book of Romans. But before that, I like, you know, you don't have Snapchat, but it shows up like Snapchat memories. And I was like, oh, like, I was just watching them of even like this time, not this time last year, but like the beginning of this year, or like an almost like couple months before 2020 started, and even going into this year before COVID, it like my Snapchat memories came up and it was just like of me partying and like, I feel like I almost not lived two different lives, but I've grown so much ever since then. And it's what, October, but the Snapchat memories was like me partying, or like just me listening to bad music, and just like the way I was dressed. I was like in this lace bodysuit and like out. And as I was in church, and it just came to my mind because he was looking into the book of Romans. And I started reading the passage, and it was Romans 13:13, and it said, don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. And immediately, as I was reading that passage in church, it like in my brain, it like struck to me like that Snapchat memory. And I was like a little convicted. I was like, dang, like, even I've slipped up this year and I feel like I've grown so much, but I feel like after reading that and after knowing and being convicted, I was like, I'm growing and changing. And yeah, I messed up this year, or I feel like I'm changing, obviously, but it's just been like, I felt convicted and I have no desire for that anymore. I mean, I'm not saying I do it. I'm not saying I do it now, because I, like I said, I did it earlier, but I'm just like, looking back, I was kind of like disgusted almost. Like, I was just like, I can't believe that was me even a couple months ago. But now I'm just like, I know that those not necessarily old friendships, but that old patterns of life that I was living is not for, like, I can't be pleasing others just to be partying and then being in church at the same time, you know? Like, I feel like I've always been struggling with that, with like pleasing people or having those friendships just because they were living of the world. And then he, in church, he got into the book of James too, and it like hit again in the same genre. And it was like, James 4:4, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. And I was like, wow, I just got struck almost. Like, you cannot be pleasing others just to be friends with everybody and going out, but also trying to please God, because God is not happy that you're out and partying and like living an immoral life and still giving into your flesh and sexual immorality. You can't be doing that.
Jesus still loved the sinner, but he hated the sin. And so he would say, you are forgiven, but go and sin no more. He told people to stop sinning.
To me, it's like, first, it's awareness. And I kind of was aware that, like, okay, I was like in there and that. But after reading that scripture, it was like, I'm more like serious. Like, I don't have any desire to do that anymore. Not only that, but it's just like, I can't be pleasing others or to fit in just because old friendships were at the same time.
I'm so proud of you. Like, what you said, wow, literally so good. That was so good.
So I don't know. I just want to like let you guys know that it's hard. You know, you don't have to like cut old friends off or be not friends with them just because you're like, oh, they're unchristian, not doing this. Like, you still have to love on others and still be there for others and still be obviously a good person, but just know the distinction between I am changing and I'm different. Like, make that like point, like, hey, if they invite you out to the bars or to go drink, or you know, if they even start talking about hooking up and stuff, and like,
don't be afraid, like, stand up for what you know you have in your heart. If the Holy Spirit convicted you, don't be afraid to, like, people will like probably make fun of you. I know I've been made fun of. I've been called like a prude, and I've been called like lame because I didn't want to go get drunk. But we can't be afraid of like what people, if those people are not your real friends, if they're gonna make fun of you or mock you for what you believe.
Yeah.
So, bye bye.
And you don't have to people please, and you don't, like I said, like, you don't have to like cut people off like that, but just know that you're changing, and like, they will know the distinction of like, you have Jesus in you now, and you're growing in your faith, and you can definitely just show that now, like, be like, okay, I want people to know that I'm not going to go out anymore. I'm not going to be part of this world. But I just feel like you don't have to be like super like cut people off. Like, I hate what you're doing. It's like, we don't hate people. We hate the sin. It's not that.
Exactly. And even Jesus, like, he brought a revolution. He was inviting all the sinners to come have dinner parties with him. He wasn't like, oh, I can't talk to you because you're a tax collector and a come to my table and come sit with me. And he showed them love, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to follow.
But he got spit on, he got laughed at, he got persecuted. And I used to feel like, I don't know, after being in church this weekend, I just felt like this fire. I was like, look, we got to be strong. We got to be showing up for our faith. We can't be weak Christians no more.
Yes. We love it. I'm so happy that your church went and did that.
Yeah. I started to go to a new service. It's called Destiny. The pastor there is amazing. But remember, y'all, church can't save you. Jesus can't. Only can. So I've learned that.
Message. We're supposed to have a healthy fear of the Lord. And for so long, I remember growing up and hearing about, oh, you know, this person is a God-fearing person. And I remember hearing that and thinking, wait, that doesn't sound like a good thing. But when you basically, if you don't have the fear of God, then you're not going to be convicted of your sins. So basically it says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I forget how that verse goes, but it's like the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. So if you are just living your life and you don't have any healthy fear of the Lord, like, why would you ever be convicted of a sin and be like, oh my gosh, like I messed up. Like, like if you were just going around your day and you're like, I just murdered someone and there's no consequence. Like, yes, there is consequence to sin. The consequence of sin is death.
Yeah.
And, like, that's where our healthy fear of the Lord is. It's not like you're walking around like, oh my gosh, like the Lord is gonna smite me.
Yeah. Like he's gonna strike me down and eat me up whole. Like in the
Old Testament, God was so like,
God did not care. He was angry. He's like
y'all are ruining the earth with the flood.
But that's why Jesus came on the cross and took our sins and we are forgiven and we made whole new. But still, God is an angry God. It says in the Bible, he does get angry, but he does have a lot of love for us.
Grace is sufficient, but we can't take advantage of that grace.
Yeah, we can't take advantage and be like, oh, Jesus loves me, so I'm going to keep sinning. We got to keep learning from that and have that fear of the Lord that, like, you have that fear of the Lord so strong that the desire to sin is not shouldn't be there, but it should be like your spirit led. Like,
I wish I learned that like sooner in my Christian walk. Honestly, like I like didn't understand it for so long. Like the fact that I'm now 24 and I've been a Christian my whole life, but then I like just now figured that out, blows my mind. So hopefully, if you're listening, we just helped you out there.
But we don't be too afraid. Don't be like,
No, because fear is not from God.
What else should we say?
Okay, wait, dude. Okay, I don't know why I just called you dude. I hate when I call people dude. I only like calling dudes dude because Frick is wrong with me. I have so much energy, guys. I've literally had 6 shots of espresso today, so if I sound a little crazy,
I would be jumping off the walls.
So I got in my car this morning to go get Starbucks, and a song that was playing on the radio, I feel like, so God literally speaks to me through music. That sounds crazy, but he speaks to me through numbers a lot and through music. And today when I got in the car, before I got in the car, I realized I was like picking apart how I looked in the mirror. I was like just judging myself so hard. Like we're our own worst critics. We're our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Like I was just like being super hard on myself. And I got in the car and the song that was playing was Underneath It All by No Doubt. And it goes, you really love me underneath it all. And it literally... God, like you don't care what I look like. You don't care about my appearance. Like you're looking at my heart. You're looking at who I am as a person, like underneath all the clothes and the makeup, like he loves us regardless of what we look like. And I just and that song is like so random. It's not a worship song or anything. It's by No Doubt. And I was like, God, I see you.
Aw, that's so cute.
I love how the Lord
It's so wonderful. Like God can speak through us through music, through other people. Like I was at church this weekend and I had a guy come up to me and was like, do you feel like you're going in circles in life right now? And he just started prophesying in my life. And I was like, it's so incredible how God can speak through us through people, through music, through like numbers, through signs. And it's just like the little things. You're like, God is really like, he sees me, he hears me. And even if you feel like, man, God, like, you don't see me or hear me or like any unanswered prayers, like he sees you. And like I said, even if you don't feel like he's working, you never stop working.
So. He never sleeps or slumbers. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Like even while we're sleeping, God could be working in our lives. He could be working on your heart. He could be working on healing any wounds. There's a song called Gold by Leland. And it's the same people that sing Waymaker, but it goes, you're turning all our wounds to gold. Basically saying like he's working on us and he's turning all the scars and the pain and the hurt and he's making something new. He's making something beautiful. And I just love that the lyrics to that song, like he's taking it and he's turning us to gold. So like even like when you don't feel like something's happening or you feel like you're too broken for this relationship or this job or whatever you're going through in your life, like God will turn that pain into
something better than you ever imagined.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for catching up with us a little bit. And we'll catch you in our next episode.
Bye.